Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. Today, I will be talking about verse 38, living within your own nature. A truly good man is not aware of his goodness and is therefore good. A foolish man tries to be good, and is therefore not good. The master does nothing, yet he leaves nothing undone. An ordinary man is always doing things, yet many more are left to be done. The highest virtue is to act without a sense of self. The highest kindness is to give without condition. When the highest justice is to see without preference. When the Tao is lost, there is goodness. When goodness is lost, there is morality. When morality is lost, there is ritual. Ritual is the husk of true faith and the beginning of chaos. The great master follows his own nature and not the trappings of life. It is said he stays with the fruit and not the fluff. He stays with the firm and not the flimsy. He stays with the true and not the false. That is the 38th verse. Here is the message behind this seemingly paradoxical verse of the Tao Te Ching. Your nature is to be good because you came from the Tao, which is goodness. When you're trying to be good, your essential nature becomes inoperative. In your effort to be good, moral or obedient, you lose touch with your Tao nature. There is one sentence in this verse that I pondered for days before writing this short essay, says Wayne Dyer. When the Tao is lost, there is goodness. I felt perplexed because it seemed so contradictory to what the Tao Te Ching was teaching. Finally, in a moment of contemplation, while I meditated on a drawing of Lao Tzu, it became clear to me, nature is good without knowing it, were the exact words I heard in my meditation. I then understood what Lao Tzu seemed to want me to convey about this confusing 38th verse. Live by your essential nature, the Tao, which is oneness. It has no polarity. Yet the moment you know you are good, you are introducing the polarity of good versus bad, which causes you to lose your connection to the Tao. When you introduce something new, you figure that if you can't be good, you will try to be moral. And what is morality but standards of right and wrong that you try to uphold? As Lao Tzu seems to be saying to me, the Tao is oneness. There is no standard for you to follow. In other words, the Tao just is. It isn't doing anything, yet it leaves nothing undone. There is no morality. There is only the unattached Tao. It isn't right and it isn't fair, but it is its essential nature, and you're encouraged to be true to your own. As morality is lost, the idea of ritual surfaces. So you try to live in accordance with rules and customs that have defined your people for centuries. But I could also hear Lao Tzu saying, the Tao is infinite and it excludes no one. Rituals keep you disconnected from the Tao, and you lose them by trying. So you rely upon the laws, further dividing yourself and creating chaos for yourself. Again, the Tao just is its own true essential nature. It has no laws, rituals, morality, or goodness. Observe it and live within its nature. In other words, act without being concerned for your own ego. Give as the Tao does, without condition or trying to be good, moral, or just. Just give to all without preference, as Lao Tzu advises. I admit that living by this 38 verse may be the total opposite of what you've learned in your entire lifetime. It certainly represents both an intellectual and behavioral challenge for me at times. You may appreciate knowing that many of the scholars whom I researched regarding this verse said that Lao Tzu wrote it, and the next one, in response to his opposition to Confucius, his contemporary who laid out specific edicts and codes of conduct for the people. What Lao Tzu seemed to be saying to me through meditation was, trust your own essential nature. Let go of all polarities and live in the indivisible oneness that is the Tao. The dichotomies of good, bad, right, wrong, proper, improper, legal, illegal, and the like can be difficult. Just remember that when they surface, the Tao is lost. Here are some more advice for you through me from Lao Tzu. Live in your essential nature by rejecting artificial principles. These principles in descending order are goodness, fairness, rights, and laws. Artificial goodness is an attempt to live not by being bad, so you allow others to decide where you fit in on a goodness scale. Affirm, I am of the Tao, a piece of God, and I need no human-made device to confirm it. Goodness and godness are one, and I trust who I am and will act from this perspective. I am staying with this truth and not that is false. Furthermore, see that the Tao is not concerned with fairness. Give of yourself, knowing that this is an artificial contrivance that cannot exist from a perspective of oneness. You are from and you will return to that oneness, regardless of your opinions on it. So open up generously without desiring to be treated fairly. Relinquish rights that you feel compelled to follow because they've been that way your entire lifetime, and particularly in your family. Abandon outmoded familial and cultural customs. Peacefully affirm, I am free to live, trusting in the eternal Tao. I do not have to be as my ancestors were. I relinquish ancient rituals that no longer work or perpetuate separation or anonymity. Remind yourself that goodness is not accessed by obeying laws, rather that it is resonating with your essential nature. You do not need any sort of code to decide what is proper, good, moral, ethical, or legal. Trust yourself to be an instrument of love by surrendering to the highest nature rather than being seduced by mortal laws. This poem from the 16th century mystic St. John of the Cross, titled A Rabbit Noticed My Condition, beautifully describes this attitude. I was sad one day, and I went for a walk. I sat in a field. A rabbit noticed my condition, and I came near. It does not take more than that to help at times, to be close to creatures who are so full of knowing, so full of love, and that they don't chat, they just gaze with their marvelous understanding. Do the Tao now. Spend a day consciously choosing to notice one of God's creatures, such as a dog, a butterfly, a moth, a spider, an ant, a fish, a cat, a deer, whatever attracts you. You can learn a lot from them, from trusting your own inner nature. They are, as the poet says, so full of knowing. So, if I was to interpret this verse in a more 21st century context, because Wayne Dyer wrote this almost 18 years ago now, and, you know, he has since passed, but he still remains with me in spirit, and he was one of my first spiritual teachers and guides. We spend an inordinate amount of time trying to live by the rules. And a certain point in my life, 3, 4 years ago now, in April, my life took such a turn that I couldn't live by the rules anymore. The rules don't really apply to me. I don't live in a third dimensional reality, and neither do you. The concept of legal or illegal is a human construct, right? Common law, you know, your own essential nature. Your own essential nature is goodness. So why not start living in accordance with that nature, right? In accordance with the Tao, and forget about the labels of good, bad, all of this. I don't pay attention to what's going on in the world outside of myself, right? Those of you who are stuck in a three-dimensional matrix of your own construction, you're still living according to your programming. I broke free of my programming, and I continue to break free of my programming, right? A lot of life is deprogramming yourself from shitty childhood upbringings. And, you know, the more that I go through life, the more that I realize that my parents didn't know anything, and they were just doing the best that they could. And they weren't willing to adapt to the changing times in which we live. If you feel like this resonates with you and you want to learn more or join my podcast mentoring group, please drop me a line, drop me a link on my Twitter handle, at The Daily Taoist, across all platforms, including YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. More than happy to help you there. I will do a free mentoring call just to see where you're at. And if I can help you, I will do my very best. Those of you who are following along, follow, like, subscribe on your favorite platforms, whether that be YouTube, Spotify, Google, or anywhere else you get your podcast, including indie platforms, which I'm a big supporter of. Yeah. Have a great and prosperous day, guys. Namaste from Vilnimo. Cheers.